You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
Good evening.
Welcome to the BFM studio, Angus, Connor and Ram from Arepa.
Hello.
You can hear it on the wind.
Hello.
Shut Arepa. It's not chi, but kind of stealing the chi bars right now.
Never heard of that drink, sorry.
Oh, hey. We actually played the original chi advert twice yesterday on the radio.
Really?
We hit a record.
One day.
Have you seen it? It's so good.
We can't do it. We're not going to do it right now.
Yeah, different drinks. Different drinks companies.
Now, Arepa, BFM's favourite brain drink, number one brain drink here on campus. You guys did a couple of numbers for Dry July cocktails. Key ingredient, Arepa.
Yeah, we did a Dry July cocktail competition just to see if we could get people out there that were interested in it. And a lot of people were just sending us in, you know, buzzy cocktails, this and that, and way more creative than we were hoping for than we think it's going to happen.
It kind of seems like a no-brainer because it's a powerful
drink.
It's
a full-brainer, mate.
It's a it's a brain drink.
I didn't mean to get punny there, guys, but, you know. It's a strong little number, so mixing it with other things is probably a good idea, right?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And we're going to make a couple today. We're going to make the one that was the winner of the competition, which is called the Mighty One, and that is with our friends from Devonport, Ecology & Co. They make this pretty sweet alcohol-free gin. They make a couple of different ones, and I don't know, I've met a few people that just drink it sort of casually, so it was nice to be able to try it out for ourselves, and we've done a bit of work with them in the past, and they always look after us pretty well.
They get the punch, you get the punch with like pepper and stuff, eh?
Yeah, they've got another one here as well, which is more like your traditional London Dry sort of vibe, and then that one's got a little bit of sort of spice, a little bit of flavour to it. It's quite nice, eh? Quite nice. You probably drink it straight, to be honest.
It's the way forward.
For the listeners out there that might be new to BFM and haven't heard of Arepa before, what the hell is it, Angus?
So it's basically
give me some of that purple stuff.
It's a brain drink. So we worked with a world-renowned neuroscientist to develop something that could help you be calm and think clear under moments of pressure and stress. And that was really born out of the need for something that could help you, you know, perform when you really needed it most. And everyone's over caffeinated these days and relies on caffeine to perform at their best. But caffeine exasperates stress, and so we wanted to create something that was good for your brain, could keep you calm and thinking clear, but be made with, you know, unique to New Zealand bioactives that were genuinely good for you and good for your brain in the long term.
Did you think there would be a sweet buzz kind of side effect when you made the drink?
Are you feeling stuff, John, when you're drinking?
I definitely get a sweet little buzz on.
Yeah, we wanted to make something that would genuinely work. There's no point, you know, making something
that's fair.
You know, we're not going to invest $500,000 and spend 7 years of research to make something that just tastes fancy and is expensive. So we definitely wanted it to work. And what we've found through our research and through our studies with consumers is that the more people are stressed, the more they have a cognitive concern, the bigger they can feel the benefits.
Mm.
Sweet,
nice one.
Well, where are we going today with Arepa?
So we've got a couple. I'm going to be making a cocktail which was designed by Anne Nguyen over in Devonport, and it's called the Mighty One. It was the winner of our competition, and Ram is sort of making a...
So I'm making a cocktail over here that a friend of ours designed for us personally.
Shout out to Alec, thank you.
Alec Hodgson, thank you.
Should we do this at the same time? Nice and crazy, yeah.
Like in a race setting? Or
no,
like...
no, just leisurely pace. All whatever's right. Going to make it taste the best. That's cool. My...
Absolutely.
And does one cocktail need a name and one doesn't? Is that correct?
Yes, so the Alec Hodge special, yet to be named, we're looking for someone to give it the best name that they can come up with. So,
okay, as the ingredients are divulged, text on into 5395 and name that cocktail. It's always kind of a fun game. We do end up with pretty good names.
Yeah, bloody hope so.
Yours has already got a name, eh, Connor?
Yeah, I'm going to start on this Mighty One. Okay. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to chuck in... So I'm not a bartender, but two of this...
That's not a good start, bro.
Yeah, I do make Arepa, though, and that's a good start.
You got 80 mils?
Oh, shit.
80 mils of Arepa.
Thank God there's no cameras near. I even missed the glass.
Into a shaker, 80 mils of Arepa.
Yeah.
Is this Arepa sparkling or Arepa original?
Yeah, nice. Shout out to Rick. I haven't seen him since the roof after Laneway, actually.
He's still kicking up.
Swap gins with me. No, this is the right gin. So I got two shots of Arepa in there, and then I'm going to bang in...
Ecology.
two shots of Ecology & Co. Asian Spice Botanical Blend.
Obviously, if you want to push the boat out, you just swap it out with ginger.
Exactly, exactly. But we're a, you know, we're a health drink company, and it's Mental Health Awareness Week, so we're all about healthy brains as happy brains, you know? And right. Like a lot of people out there, I think when they are stressed, they do turn to options which might help them. And so we're all about just trying to give people an option which is, you know, scientifically shown to help them and is not going to make them feel any worse later on. So something you can have now and it's not going to have that downward effect later. Yeah. So two shots of the arepa and now two shots of this delicious Asian spice botanical blend.
How long have these people in Devonport been in the game?
Angus?
So they came out of the same food incubator factory as us, the Food Bowl. It's like a $30 million modular Willy Wonka factory out by the airport, and it helps companies...
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Oompa-loompas and all?
Yeah, genuinely, it's a $30 million modular food factory out of the airport that the government owns to help companies from small startup through to large multinationals develop new high-value food and beverage products, you know, for the export market to grow our economy.
Right.
And so we started there and we've progressed and left, but yeah, Ecology Co. Use the Food Bowl at the moment to scale up their idea, and yeah, they make an awesome range of non-alcoholic spirits, and they're kind of like the champions of New Zealand non-alcoholic spirits.
It's a scene, by the way, at the moment, eh? Like, there's a few.
There's a lot going out there.
We were mucking around with Liars, I think.
Yeah, we've had some Australian products, and... where else have we had stuff from? The UK. So it's good to... We're talking non-alcoholic spirits.
I like how this comes in like a gin.
Look how the back of the label has got flowers on the back of it. So when you're seeing through the clear liquid, yeah. That is cool. Yeah. I've never seen a label like that.
Taking advantage of that clean.
So back to this one. I got a couple of shots of.
Hey, what's going on? Are you making cocktails?
I've got a bunch of turmeric here, which I was meant to grate, but we didn't have a grater. So I've kind of like, if you could see it, it's like diced. But I think it's the same thing, right? And I've got about. A solid pinch. Yeah, solid pinch. So that's just some raw turmeric in there.
Turmeric, are you doing? Limes are crushed over there on the left here.
Yeah so over here I have some raw crushed limes, hand crushed.
Raw limes.
For the extra flavour. 25 mils of the lime juice. And then I'm following it up with 25 mils of pineapple juice and some maple syrup.
What brand pineapple juice have you got? Golden Circle? Or? Yeah, you do.
So we're running with the Golden Circle here.
Yes. Is there any other?
But we've got the real pineapple too, so I'm going to crush a bit of that up with my hands too.
Okay, that maybe beats.
Did you get the pineapple juice from a dairy?
Connor Mercer?
Yeah, shout out Newald Vic Park, also stocks arepa. Get in there, get your Golden Circle, get your arepa. Don't even think twice. While Ram's doing that, I'm just going to add into my turmeric a little of your classic sushi ginger. You know, the sort of the pickled pink ginger that you get with your standard St. Pierre's sort of vibe?
Okay.
I think it's...
You're building up to a shake, yeah?
Yeah, this is the last thing. I'm just going to put in about the same amount of turmeric I've got in there.
Right.
Yeah.
A little wasabi.
I'm just going to... That's the sound of some ginger going in. and then what am I going to do? I'm going to chuck an egg white on the top, which was... Also, shout out to Alec. I had to ring him up and ask what the process for blending an egg in a drink was.
This is the scariest part for me.
Yeah, for sure.
Should I'm mention sure as well, you've got the actual berry up here.
Yeah, we're going to do
makes,
a little...
That makes the honey pepper.
Do a little garnish with it.
That's just nice.
It looks so good on the radio.
Lovely little freeze-dried sitch.
Here we go.
So while that's going on, I've got a healthy dose of sugar going straight into this one.
Golden syrup?
Maple syrup.
Maple.
From Chelsea. Thank you, Chelsea.
I feel like Connor is kind of chickening out on cracking his egg. Oh, there we go. Nice technique with the white and the yolk. Slow pour, steady hands, mate.
My goodness.
Get out there. Oh, someone's come in with another hand here.
Get your finger in
there. Three hands, one egg.
Nice. There we go.
Three washed hands.
Yeah, that's good. I'm not going to risk it.
COVID-free, we do have the sprays and whatnot here.
Nice. Bring out a little, I don't bring a tea towel or anything, but that's alright.
So now I'm following up with a bit of London Dry Ecology and Co. Non-alcoholic.
So that's a gin as well?
Yeah, this is their main, I suppose it's their first gin, their main product. And then This is the one I'm familiar with.
Is there like a quick name for this non-alcoholic gin? Like, would I say, would you say like non-gin? Is that just a quick way of saying it?
Yeah,
like
non-gin.
Non-vodka, non-vod,
well, maybe
non-gin.
Like,
just put the non in front of it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Has anybody figured this out?
I think they would prefer we said botanicals, but non-gin works pretty
street
well.
Street talk. I'm talking street now.
Yeah, exactly. You got
street.
That non-gin.
Right?
What am I going to do now? Oh, yeah. So I've got, that's all my ingredients. Arepa. Some non-gin Asian spice botanical. We've got some turmeric I put in there. We've got some of that. Thank you, Angus. We've got some sushi ginger and just an egg white that's just gone in there.
Yeah, the turmeric might save you for me. I've got kind of a recent love affair with turmeric.
And I'm just going to give this a little shake without ice.
Okay, I can give this some gas, mate. A dry shake, I think it's called. I'll help you out.
Oh, that's not what I was going to use. Yeah, Johnny, give it a shake for like 7 seconds and then
we're
going to chuck some ice in
there. Give it the whack. There you go, that's good. John shakes terribly, by the way. Look at his form. That's not a good form, bro.
Right,
you need
enough.
To figure out a way to shake with your legs. It'll be the meanest shake if you could, like, cycle shake.
And we're just going to chuck some ice in that half shake.
That's his zone. He's
not. Oh, look at that. Yeah, nice.
Shake it now?
Yeah, shake it. Give it a shake until Kunda Hoji, until it's cold on the outside.
Here we go.
Yeah, nice. And then I reckon you're just gonna like, I'll back your paw, Johnny.
Was that our sieve? That's like the
yeah,
real.
Yeah, this is BFM's got the sieve.
Look at that.
Oh, we've kind of got a lost and found cocktail collection. Bro, that's looking good, by the way.
Yeah. So now this is our second try, but that looks delicious.
This looks way better than what we did at home. I was using like a spatula to strain it, so this looks much better.
Always start low, eh? Then you can just.
Oh my,
it's actually got quite a good head on it.
Yeah, that is brimming. Excuse me. Chuck down that bowl, brother.
So I'm just following up with the finishing touches on the brand new cocktail.
So what do you got in it? What have you got to this stage?
It's traffic lighting.
Oh, I didn't think it was going to do that at all.
It's traffic lighting.
So far I have lemon lime juice. I've got the Golden Circle from Vic Park pineapple juice. I've got the light and sparkling arepa.
These are two very different cocktails, I'm just realising.
We've got the sugar.
So it's not really even the same thing.
And now we're just going to finish it off with some garnish, some little secret sauce.
Grabbing something from under the BFM foam, which is not a good idea, but all right.
Get that, thank you.
I forgot about the MSG.
A little monosodium.
Just powdering on some MSG there, nice. That's weird.
And then a little garnish pineapple,
pineapple,
so it looks good it's got to look good for radio.
This was actually recommended by our cocktail making friend. Yeah, for sure, this was recommended by our cocktail making friend. He's like, honestly, the secret.
I've never mainlined MSG. See what it's like.
Live on air.
This reminds me of the time the gents from Rackets came in and made a cocktail called a Goatman Blockbuster, and it had Ritalin in it.
Where are they from, wow. Sorry?
This is
what was it called again?
Goatman Blockbuster.
So one of our ingredients is actually used as a natural alternative to Ritalin, our pine bark extract.
So.
Yeah, yeah. The organic healthy guy.
MSG is kind of like the ghost of chicken salt. That's what it tastes like to me.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, he's crumbing up some berries on top, some freeze-dried berries. Can you take a photo of that goddamn cocktail, please, John? That's insane. That's a good-looking cocktail.
Shit, that turned out way better looking than I thought it was going to, actually.
I like how you just kind of like, just kind of chucked it.
We could get this on the menu up at Sly.
Both actually look bloody good.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, Cobb & Co's coming from the right.
Yeah. How good does that look?
It brings back some memories.
Well.
I'll tell you what.
We've both, we've had two amateur mixologists in here this evening, but both cocktails have actually turned out looking bloody sharp.
Yeah, this is,
MSG stays in your mouth for a long time as
we've
well.
We've come but. If you're just eating the crumbs I put in your hand, yeah, maybe.
It's all right.
So how do you want to do this? I think you guys should try them first, right? You guys are why don't you guys try one of each and then give it a little,
one side each, COVID rules.
That's what the government says.
No lips. We're going back to no lips like the 80s.
Just do that straight arm pull.
Oh, you lipped it.
Oh, that looks delicious.
Oh, you've mixed it up. Oh, man.
No, we want you to get that full.
Well, definitely. So what was your one called, Connor?
So our one's called the Mighty One that Anne Nguyen designed for us as part of the Dry July competition.
There's kind of notes of cinnamon in there.
Yeah. I think it's...
Sometimes John just says
I think that's the art epa, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's that complex art epa flavour in there, and I think the reason it won is because Anne chose a couple of products which really complemented the flavours that were in there already.
I just love how the foam's like a deep pink. It's like very nice.
So it goes very nice on your beard.
I'm going to try one of these. Here we go.
And what's the garnish on
the mighty one?
Ram?
Someone called it the deep throb. There we go.
Ooh. Yeah, it'll fix that throbbing headache. But the garnish is a lime leaf just off the tree to make it look pretty. And then we've got the pineapple.
It's kind of got like a sort of wholesome sangria sort of vibe to it.
You guys have like a daytime, nighttime cocktail thing going on here, because that one's very exquisite.
Yeah. People could pay me and I'd make that one for them.
Mm.
If they can.
But if I was at the tennis.
Yeah.
A deep throb, please.
That is a cocktail for a little Saturday sport. It's quite refreshing, that one, eh?
Fuck yeah.
What you're seeing on that one that Johnny's got, the mighty one, that's garnished with Nero Berry, which is the unique variety of NZ Blackcurrant, which forms the base of all our products.
Can you OD on Nero Berry?
You can't. No. You cannot OD on
Nero Berry. What's the daily dietary allowance of Arepa? How many would you have in a day?
Can pregnant people.
Yeah, yeah, it's safe for everyone. We designed it so that it would be safe. Like, we thought about, okay, what if a stupid teenager drank 14 of these and OD'd, like what happens with energy drinks. And
that's caffeine, right?
Yeah, and so we designed it so it's like super safe. All the ingredients have got like really great safety profiles, and yeah, you kind of have any amount that you want, really. So if you do want to try some, you can, thanks to BFM, there's a special code. If you type in BFM online at drinkartepa.com, you'll get a nice wee discount of $4.20. And it's all about, for us, making stuff that's good for the brain and good for the mind.
Kapai. Brilliant. Well done, lads. Thank you very much. Keep an eye out for that deep purple bottle, everyone. And
You guys can find us in most of the places around Auckland now. We actually just started working in most of the countdowns around the country. Around Auckland, you can find us in the Faras, the Huckleberries.
Do you deliver to just people if they just want
it? Yeah, go to the website and use that 95BFM code. What was the code?
It's BFM.
BFM. And we deliver it straight to your house with that nice little 420 discount. But if you are out and about, you know, you're at uni, you can find us at Munchie Mart, a bunch of cafes. Just keep an eye out. It's a pretty unique looking bottle.
Sweet, bro. Thanks, team.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.